Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it. China. It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax. Chill. Thank you for being here. Anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here we encourage metaphorically and tuned visionaries to express themselves to the art. And you never know, what you have to say may be exactly what someone needs to hear. I just want to give a big shout out to everybody who's listening via phone, via web. We appreciate you. We appreciate your continued support. We appreciate you bearing with the time change for a moment. Like I say, next week we'll be right back at it at 10 o'clock and we'll be flowing. And also, feel free, send me some new tracks to lyricalcypherradioshow@gmail.com. If you got new tracks, new songs, new comedy, whatever it is, new poetry, new spoken word, whatever it is that you have, a rap, you know, so just make sure you give me the clean, edited version, the radio show version, so we can put it online and keep this thing rolling, because you are actually being heard all over the world. I know it seems that you're not, because we're on the phone and it's an intimate situation as far as us being able to talk and vibe with each other, but you're being heard all over the world. And if you don't believe me, I can tell you that. And I just want to give a big shout out to 242 Bahamas, the Boom Boom Boom, JD, Miss Nikki, Los Angeles, we got Las Vegas, we got a lot of people listening, we got Paris listening, we got Norway listening, we got a lot of different people listening all over. A big shout out to the U.S. for your continued support. We got Massachusetts listening, we got a lot of different things going on, and I do appreciate it, because without you, we couldn't do this. So I do appreciate, like I say, your continued support, the things that you do. And also, if you have some events coming up, let us know so I can post it, because that's what I'm going to be doing on the page. On the page, I will be promoting what you have going on. Whatever it is that you have going on, it will be on my page. So I'll be posting that. And let's have a good time and rock out, you guys. Further ado, let's go ahead and slide in one more track so you guys can hear. And won't be on too long tonight. It's going to be real quick and smooth, but it's going to be beneficial. Let's get it.
The Black Salamander crawled from beneath the rock of propaganda and felt the reflection of the truth in the light of the moon. But he ignored because it was hotter to be cool and gather near the mainstream with the nocturnal fools. But one night his ears were caught by the wise owl that dropped jewels. Perched on a branch with a single question, are you beneath the surface? Followed by, what is your life's purpose? Where are you headed? When are you going to accept that life in the creek is worthless? And finally, how does it feel to be touched by something real? The salamander was wordless, and he continued on in the soil of ignorance, though he heard this, but the wise words fought something new. Something taken for granted by many and understood by few. So the black salamander approached the wise owl one night in secret on his journey to the creek and said, what is this thing? This thing moving inside my head. The owl grinned and said, that is a thought. For you see, a thought sparked correctly might make you respect me, but if you don't respect yourself, then your perception is incorrect. So the salamander still hung in the nocturnal slum, but it wasn't as much fun because he now viewed it from a new perspective. Spent more time pondering, becoming more perceptive, realizing that the mainstream is actually a swamp and one's environment is reflective of personality. So the salamander spent more time with the wise owl and occasionally took a casual stroll down to the swamp. But instead of being wild like he once was, he was calm and reserved. Instead of partaking of the festivities, he chose to observe the actions and the words of his peers. The water moccasin slithered near. He said, "It's been a while since I've seen you here." The salamander said, "Listen, Mr. Moccasin, I no longer mock your sin. So get thee behind me, return to your hell and swim with the murderers and whores, with their rumors and wars, who refuse to put the lamb's blood on the post of their doors." The snake became angry yet riddled with fear, for the salamander's aura shined too bright to stand near. So the black salamander disappeared between the bushes and leaves, feeling free of conformity. He remained under his rock and was thought of abnormally. The next morning he crawled from beneath the rock of doctrine and inhaled his first breath of daylight oxygen, the sun of righteousness shining on him in complete truth. His slimy skin began to secrete a juice, his body stretched, he grew arms and legs, his tiny little head popped open and sprouted dreads. A full-grown black man naked from the swamp he fled, until he came upon a garden, beautiful, a place of splendor. A broken vessel fell to his knees, meeting his mender, the black salamander. Or should I say the black salam man, D-E-R, the black peaceful man destroying evil with righteousness. You see, the owl was the prophet. The swamp symbolizes the street. The snake symbolizes the many devils ever ready to sink in their teeth. The rock is a veil of ignorance that we've all hid beneath. And the black salamander is me.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Chana, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I hope you guys enjoyed that track. Man, that track does something to me every time I hear it. And I don't know about you guys, but when I, like, when you learn a lesson about something, and you might learn a particular lesson for that particular situation or experience that you're going through, but as you're learning, you grow. It's like you learn something new, even if you heard the same thing. Like, you know, just different things that you learn in life. And when I was listening to the Black Salamander and just how we all make some of the same decisions that he said, it might not be the exact same way or the exact same order, but we do battle with ourselves. And, you know, we say all the time, like, there's an angel inside, there's a devil inside, there's your conscious, you know, and just being mindful on how you treat yourself, how you treat others. And that's, like, one of the things I want to talk about today, about mindfulness. You know, saying we have to be mindful. And we have to be mindful how we treat ourselves, you know, and then demanding to be treated like the way we treated ourselves on others. People are going to treat you the way they want to treat you, whether you like it or not. And accepting that it is hard, you know what I'm saying? But it's truth. It's truth in that. Because people are only going to do to you, first and foremost, what you allow. And that goes back to being mindful about your self-worth, you know, but also being mindful of what you reflect and you put out there, too, and what you attach yourself to. So not going to be in the show real long tonight, but, you know, we are going to shut it down at 6:30 because, like I say, I appreciate you guys bearing with me. We will be back in effect at 9 o'clock. I missed the 9 o'clock crew, but it's all good because everything happens for a reason. And we'll be right back at it again. But I thank you for all the people who took time out to bear with us with this transition from last week and this week to do the 6 o'clock show. So hopefully we give you just the same impact that you get, and I'm just going to pour it all into you as quick, painless, and hopefully, you know what I'm saying, you receive something out of this, as, you know what I'm saying, in the short period of time that we do have with you. But like I say, my biggest thing, I was telling you guys, mindfulness and then also being honest with yourself as far as accepting you and who you are and what you have to offer, you know what I'm saying, for what it is and not for what we want it to be. All right, so I'm going to play one more track for you guys, and I'll be right back. But before I do that, let me go ahead and give a big shout-out to we got DMX Poetry on the Line. What's up, what's up? We got DMX Poetry on the Line. Didn't mean to catch you off guard, but I just wanted to say what's up. Thanks for calling in.
As always, as always, as always. Hey, yo, is it hot enough for everybody?
Oh, my God, is it?
I swear it's hot.
Yeah,
out
that's
here,
why
man.
I'm in the house. Yes, yes, yes.
Yo, man. Man, I'm around these folks. I'm outside. I'm in town. I'm glad I did call,
okay.
Though. Hey, yo, that Salamander. I love that track, too.
Oh, yeah.
I'm glad you play it, man.
Me, too.
Yeah, that's a powerful track, man.
Me, too. Yo. Man, I like the realness about it, like just that transparency.
Yeah. But,
what's up?
I look forward to seeing y'all this weekend. That's my thing. Hopefully, I didn't got nothing to share with nobody with y'all tonight, but I'm trying to get
okay.
myself together for this weekend. I'm gonna try to come message
yes.
you this week. Not trying to. I'm gonna be there to message you this weekend. I'm here.
I can't wait for y'all to be there, man. To be in the building. That's what's up.
We will be
and,
there. We will be there.
I can't wait to see you and Nikki live in effect. That's what's up. And I appreciate y'all's
yep.
support. We're gonna make it happen, man. Tell your friends. Please share it. You know, let everybody know. I ain't had a show in so long, so I'm looking forward to seeing you guys.
Well, we will have
Let's pack the house.
I will be there, and probably gonna bring a crowd.
Let's do it.
I'm gonna bring a little small crowd anyway.
Ain't no wrong with that. All right,
yo,
y'all have a good time.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Yo, enjoy the show, China. Keep doing your thing, girl, and keep inspiring folks. And as always,
that's what's up. Thank you, man. Everybody that was calling us, I call them DMX the Poetry. I appreciate the support of him and his fiance, Miss Nikki from Los Angeles, in the building. I do appreciate y'all. For anybody who does not know, Illusions, we haven't had a show since April, so I skipped the month to get a little break. That's my little vacation time to do some downtime, press reset, and I'm ready to go in. We're going to have a ball. I can't wait. The band is going to be there, the crowd, the talent, and we're just going to have a good time. We're going to have a funky good time. So please clear your calendars for Saturday for Illusions Open Mic Night. That's at the Arts Council, 400 North Queen Street, Kinston, North Carolina. Doors open at 8 o'clock. Show starts 8:30 to 11. It's going to be off the chain. I can't wait. I hope you can't wait. Tell your friends. Bring your friends. Tell strangers. Don't matter. You see somebody at the grocery store, let them know. We're going to have a ball. I don't care how many people in the room, I'm going to treat you just like we got a million in there, because that's how we do it. I don't care how many there, we're going to make it happen. It's just packed, it's packed. It's not either way. I'm still going to give the same show I'll give anybody. So just know that. And also, if you feel inspired to get on the mic here, call in to 323-642-1532. Again, that number is 323-642-1532. So I got one more track I'm going to play for you guys, and then we'll get right back in.
Yeah, this it right here, y'all. Yeah, this that new vibe. Take it back for a second to the AZ days. Yeah, I'm just another overrated quote, an underrated MC. Which one is true? Which one is false? Both fit with MV, philosophical thoughts. It's too deep for a shallow mind, but they'll still catch it. Cause faith tells me without a sign, it's nothing like the first few verses. This is deeper, like a woman who can cook through it all. This a keeper, I've been ran out of ink, but my message would never fail. Though a blind man can even read this to check the braille flow. I leave a mark, I leave an indention. This is my legacy, reminiscing on memories. All the places I'd rather be gone. Another quick. See everybody talking, procrastinating what they gon' do. Don't even speak your mind, I respect the grind. But see you through, don't even know how to be a sore thumb. It's war, son, speaking the code, count clicks. See, this is more, son. You heard the phrase, you know the name, this is my stage. We lose our soldiers and faith, I'm building up the rage. I'm back to flipping another page, what can I say? Look what I made, hoping to say they are the rage in the tears, because I ain't safe. The mix you flipping these scriptures, that's me. Lyrical picture, wait till it hits you, I see. Even the greatest fall off and pick it up again. Procrastination and hesitation, what have you stuck again? Yo, no weapon formed, I got God in my holster. I'm loving life while I'm living life like I'm supposed to go. Just live with another overrated quote and say, I'm back.
All right, you guys, I'm back. Love that dude, man. That's Ill Will, my brother from another mother, but we say we have the same father, which is G-O-D. That dude is powerful, too. And it's crazy how these tracks are playing back-to-back because I'm just looking at the dynamics of just to hear. Like, I just give a big shout-out to males who take the time out to inspire, to enlighten, to be transparent. Like, this, to me, that's mindfulness because you want to share your growth with somebody else and then not be hypocritical. Like, acknowledging the fact that you got flaws. You know what I'm saying? You're not perfect, but you're willing to share those with other people. And I feel like that's how you heal. That's how you feel. That's how you deal. That's how you get better, you know, and you continue to get better. So, like, that's the epitome of what I'm saying about mindfulness, like you being mindful with what you've experienced, owning up to it, and being willing and open vessel to share that and not be righteous, self-righteous, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, like, I could dig it, you know, and I like learning from other people, and I do that every day, and that's something I would encourage you guys to do is be willing to learn outside yourself. You know, I'm constantly doing that because I need somebody pouring in me too. You know, when I'm pouring into you guys, I'm learning from others. I'm learning from my experience, somebody else's experience, somebody else's lessons, somebody else's evidence-based studies. And I realize, and I become my own evidence-based study to know that it works. You know, like just studying myself because sometimes we forget to do that. You know, denying ourselves for pleasing other people when we forget to please ourselves, you know. Take time to take care of you and make sure you're good, you know. And hopefully, you know what I'm saying, throughout time, you know, it'll all come together. And I hope what I'm saying is making sense, you guys, because I don't want to just be rambling and nobody getting what I'm saying because I know I'm an abstract thinker and I think outside the box. But I'm thankful I think outside the box because it may be who I am. And without that, I don't know where I'd be. You know, but I do thank God for the book still standing, and I'm looking forward to the next journey of my next book, which is called, called Purpose with a Passion, because I want to be in purpose. So I just think it's necessary to be passionate about my purpose, you know what I'm saying, and what I'm here to do. And it's evident that God allows me to help people, you know, because I'm looking at the evidence studies that come to me, different people who come to me and tell me it works or it's helping me. That means something to me because that shows me that what I'm saying is not in vain. What I'm saying is working. And I'm not doing it for my glory. I'm doing it to help you and hopefully it leads you to where you're supposed to be the best version of yourself. And that's all I want to see. You don't owe me anything. You know, just owe it to yourself. You know, I owe it to me to be better. And I hope that you owe it to you to be better. And don't live vicariously through other people because you'll lose yourself. You know, it's so easy to live through other people, waiting for them to love you, waiting for them to do this, that, and the third for you. Mm-mm. Take ownership of your own ship, you know, and live for you. And everything else will come together because I really believe that people love you by the way you love yourself, the way you treat yourself. You know, if you treat yourself like they can walk all over you, they will. You ever ask somebody, and I just had this conversation earlier, like you ever ask somebody, like, why did you, you know, you start feeling like the victim? Like, why did such and such treat me this way? Why did you treat me this way? Now, mind you, they had their part in it, but also we had our part in it by allowing it. That's the hardest pill to swallow. That's the reason why I feel like they say, forgiveness, like you can forgive other people, you can ask God for forgiveness, but forgiving yourself is so hard because you really got to look at yourself in the mirror and realize, like what Carl said, I've been cheating on me. So stop cheating on you, and I'm going to stop cheating on me too because I'm actually cheating. By going to the gym, I am cheating on the fat girl inside of me. She got to go. You feel me? So, I know that's funny, but I said that in the gym to my trainer, and he started laughing at me. He was like, wow, that makes sense, because that's that angel and that devil inside of you that I was talking about. You know, I got to let that part go so I can move forward and move on. you know, and it's so easy to say, oh, girl, you deserve, you know, this. But no, actually, I deserve to be better, and I got to give that to myself. So hopefully, like I say, what I'm saying to you guys is helping. If it's not, you know, it might not be meant for everybody, you know, but just do what you do and keep doing what you're doing, and everything will be all right. All right. So I got Miss Nikki on the line. What's up, Miss Nikki?
Hey, China, how are you?
Doing great. How about you?
I'm good, trying to beat this heat out here in Las Vegas.
All right, now.
I thought it was hot in Lancaster, but girl, it's 111 out here today.
Yeah, so you saying actually 111?
Yeah. Actually 111.
Wow.
Today. Yeah.
Yeah, like, so we have like this weather that the heat index is 105, but
oh,
it's
yeah.
97.
Oof.
And you guys
oof,
got 111.
Oof.
Like, that's
mm-hmm.
wow, that's crazy. Oh,
yeah, that's real crazy. How you been doing this week?
Been doing great, girl. I can't complain.
That's good. It wouldn't
change
anything.
If I did, it wouldn't help
anything. I was about to say,
you
it wouldn't
say
change
that.
A thing.
No. All
that's
I can do is be me, you know.
That's
and,
it.
And
can't nobody
keep
beat you being you.
Growing. You better say that, and same for you.
That's right.
I can do it.
Go ahead. Huh? What was you
go saying?
Ahead. Oh, I was going to tell you.
Go ahead.
I was going to tell you I have one called Seating Chart of Life.
Okay.
And I think it's going to service, you know, going to help a lot today, you know,
mm-hmm.
with things that's been going on. And, you know, what was that? About a month ago we were talking about so-called friends and branches and trees and
mm-hmm.
who's meant to be.
Right.
Like,
and
yeah.
Leaves.
Okay.
And like
leaves.
Even.
Tree
yeah.
stumps and all that. All that.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
This one is called Seating Chart of Life. And it goes like this. You have to be careful where you seat the people in the audience of your life. Some are meant to sit in the reserved seating, right in the front row. Some are meant to be moved to the balcony, and some you may need to have escorted out the building. It's your job as a director to make the correct seating arrangements, because the ones you sit closest to you could be the very ones cheering for you to fail. Very short.
Wow. I'm over here like, I got a chip. I said, and I had to look and make sure I was on mute. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Yo, what a perfect way to end the show. Like, I'm not about to end it just yet, but I'm just saying, like, that hit the nail on the coffin and hit the nail on the head.
Mm-hmm.
And it's true because you are the director.
Yeah.
And sometimes we be chilling with who need to be escorted out the building.
Exactly.
On a regular. And not even. And then justify it. on the regular. I got to say on the regular. You know.
On the regular.
Trying to justify the potential and the reason why this should be. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever. But it's,
mm-hmm.
no one good and well is not good for you.
All right.
You know, but
yeah.
we all do it. You know what I'm saying? But then find, like, I don't know, that reserve seating. I was listening to that. I was like, okay. So, reserve seating, does that mean they are lifers? Or does the balcony mean they're lifers? I was wondering about that.
No, the reserve seating means they're lifers, because those
okay.
reserve seats are. Say, like, you in church, and you know, like, the
mm-hmm.
mother's board and the deacon's board, they
mm-hmm.
got reserved seating. You ain't going
right.
to sit no regular member of the church in the deacon's seat or the mother's board seat. Those are reserved
right.
strictly for them. So these people are reserved in your heart, in your life, just for those seating. Anybody in the balcony, even in the front row, they got reservation too. I mean, you got to wonder about them too. But the people, I didn't mention the people in the nosebleed seats. Girl, you just leave them alone. Those are the ones that need to be escorted back too, and escorted out the building too. You know, because sometimes I find myself, and this is just me.
Right.
I'm a very diverse person, and I get along with everybody. But if I give you chance after chance after chance after chance, and you keep on doing the same thing repeatedly, repeatedly, repeatedly to me, and I feel like, okay, look, it's up to me now whether to walk away or keep letting you do what you normally do.
Right.
You're not going to, you know, you're not going to switch up. You're not going to change. You're not going to waver. You're not going to do nothing. It's up to me to say, look, enough is enough. I'm out. You know, and I've lost friends, so-called friends.
Right.
I'm sorry, so-called friends like that. And it hurt.
Exactly.
Yeah, it hurt because we've done a lot of things together, spent a lot of time together, vented, cried, all that. But when it comes to, you know, crossing that line, that's a no-no. And a couple of things you can't cross the line with me on is my kids, my money, and my shelter. That's it. When you cross those lines, I can't deal with you no more. I can't deal with you no more. So, you know, I just had to write that and, you know, put that into perspective because a lot of people think that there are to be reserved in your life. And, you know, they don't have reserved seating. It's only certain few. And when I say my circle is not a circle, it's a dot. It's a dot.
Oh,
it's a dot.
Just a circle,
yeah.
Circle, dot, dot. Now I got my
circle.
All right now.
Yeah, and it ain't no semicolons in the middle. It's just dot. But that's the feeding shot of life.
Our show actually just ended, which is cool. I know we're still talking, but like the 30-minute session is shut.